We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Beis Sifta Zayin Be'ezra Hashem. Ein Varchim Bar Priyetz. We don't make a Bar Priyetz or a Bar Priyadama. Elk Shnikav Mikzur Shu Pri. Unless it's noticeable that it's that fruit. Avam Nesrasek. If the fruit has been mashed to the degree Ach Ena Nikaklal Mahu, until it's no longer noticeable what it is. Kigoin, lekvar, jam, shemavashtim is a fifin that they cook from plums, the kidney is shiriskin, or beans that were mashed, legamri, kudaima, then the aloch is mevarchim alayim shakal, the aloch is that you make a shakal. If the fruit remains the fruit, but it was just dyed, colored, or if it was pressed down like a fruit leather, the paisk or popcorn, the paisk can say you make a bar priya adama. A banana or avocado that was mashed with a fork or a knife, or other types of fruits and vegetables that are mashed that way, the halacha is that they still retain their original bracha. However, if we take a fruit or vegetable and we put it into a blender, then the halacha is according to the Ramah, you would make under those circumstances a shahakal. So here we learn that if you have a mashed fruit that you cook and you put into it different ingredients, the halach is you make a shahakal because it loses its original bracha. The question that comes up was like with potato kugel, potato latkes, etc. Some say that indeed the halacha on them should be a shahakal because the potatoes are completely mashed. And some say that if there's small pieces of potato, so still then it retains the halacha bar pri adama. And therefore there are souls that suggest that if you want to eat that type of a food, you want to eat a potato kugel, you should eat something which is a hadama. And like that, you wouldn't have a question and you could then eat the potatoes. But the Avin and Berchel and Bracha Ruilahem, furthermore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't make a shakel, you made in the examples that we've been learning about Priyetz and Bari Priya Dhamma, Emroiv Achilas Oysen Paris Lai Dei Risuk. If most, the way that these fruits and vegetables are normally eaten is by mashing, Shemraskin Oysen Lagarim, that they're completely mashed, Mevarach Af Lachatchila, Af Lachatchila Bracha Ruilahem. If that's something that's the way it's normally eaten. However, so therefore that's another reason why they suggest a potato kugel, for example, should be a adama, because that's a very common use of potatoes. However, the Paiskim say that even if it's a common use of this fruit to you or a vegetable, however, it's not something that's eaten independently, like ketchup, for example. So ketchup is commonly made out of tomatoes. But even though ketchup is commonly made out of tomatoes, it's not used as an independent food. It's used as something that you eat meat with. And therefore, the bracha is the shahakal. Oriz v'doichim shenis bashlu, millet and rice that were cooked, imloy nismachu, but they weren't completely crushed, mevarach alayim bar priyadoma, then the pracha bracha is bar priyadoma. When the smachu, they were crushed, or shetochen v'asman pas, or he made bread from the flour. So yesh chilek ben oiris l'doichen, there's going to be a difference between millet and rice. Ki mitzaradin, according to the halacha, al oiris mevarach bar bina mezoinus, v'l'doichen shahakol. That is the proper bracha. The only problem is, el shesh l'nosofik. There's actually There's a question. Im oiris he hears for doichen rice is oiris millet and doichen rice or lahepach or vice versa. Lachain Yerushmaim, because of these questions, Yerushmaim lo yochel bein hears bein rice. Shnasmachu should not eat crushed rice or millet. Ela b'toicha suda only during the meal. V'shasat chak. In a situation, Shein Le Pass, he has no bread. Varach Ben Al Heres Ben Al Rice, Shahakol, Lachreyem, and afterwards you make a Bari Nefoshes. A pas ha'osli mekitnius, bread that's made out of beans or from corn. A feel of mokum shadakum b'lechem zeh, even if it's common to make bread out of these ingredients. V'varchem lo shahakel. The ala sukkar on sugar. V'varch shahakel. V'ken ha'moitzes kanim mesukim. If somebody sucks out sweet cane, v'varch shahakel. V'ken kinaman v'ken kinaman v'sus. And the same halacha applies. The kinnaman sus, which is cimarind and lacquerets, cinnamon and licorice, shakaisus and abalam. You chew them and you swallow raktam, only the taste, or pulk to the ikr, and then you expel the main part of what you ate. In all these cases, mevarch shahakal. The halacha is, if somebody made a bari pri adam on sugar, but the eved, it's acceptable. And therefore, if somebody has sugar and other foods in front of him that come with a bari pri adam bracha, he should first make the shahakal on the sugar, because if he's going to make hadama first, he maybe can't make a bracha on that. If somebody sucks anything, the halacha is that he makes a bracha, and the same halacha would apply to chewing gum. If somebody is chewing chewing gum, he should make a bracha shahakal. That is the opinion of Rabbi Tzina Rav Zatzal, Rabbi Vadi Yosef Zatzal. Simen nun gimel din roit of hamashka shaperis v'yirakas. Kol haperis v'yirakas shesachtan, all fruits and vegetables that you squeezed, v'haitzim men hamashkin, and you extracted liquid from him, mavarach al hamashkin shahakal. The bracha on these liquids is a shahakal. And even when we have fruits and vegetables that are full of juice, the halacha remains the same, that by these foods you make a shahakal on the juice. If somebody takes a fruit into his mouth and chews it and sucks out the juice, and even though afterwards he's going to throw away the rest of the fruit, still, since he started it with a derech achila, he put it into his mouth to chew, the bracha is ho'etz ahadama. But if, on the other hand, he puts the fruit or the vegetable next to his mouth, but doesn't put it actually into his mouth, then the halacha will be that, and he sucks on it to get out, to extract the juice. In that case, the bracha will be a shahakal. V'chein dvash hazob min ha'tmarim. Similarly, honey that comes out of dates, kein mashkin nikra peri. When you have a liquid, the liquid is not called the peri. The only exception to that is rak hayayim v'shemen zayis, only wine and olive oil. V'yayin shechashim ha'oid, because wine is so special, kavol ha'bracha miuchedes, it has a special bracha bari pri agafin. Shem zayis shugam kein chashuv, and olive oil, which is also very significant. If you're benefiting from the olive oil in a way that you would have to make a bracha on it, and even a fruit that is made very much for squeezing, for example, like orange juice, and even that has small pieces of the orange in the juice, still the bracha remains a shahakal. Perish and dachel avushal alech l'chayim. Fruits that are not normally cooked, they're normally eaten raw. In Bishlam, if you did cook them, mevarach al roit of shakel, you make a bracha on the soup of shakel. Av perish dachel yavshon levashlon. But you have fruits that are dried or cooked, ven shchichen l'roiv, and they're very commonly, not eladat d'hachi, are planted with that intention. In Bishlam kedei la'achal ha'peris, if you cook them to eat the fruit, the gam lishtus is roitiv, and also eat the juice that comes with it, v'varach al roit abar priates. Then you make on the juice abar priates. But that's only if you ate the juice, the liquid, together with the fruit. Together with the fruit, meaning in the way you eat, not in the way you drink. Even if you don't eat from the fruit. Beans and vegetables. In a place where people cook, commonly cook them. And they intend to eat the soup. Even if you're not eating any of the vegetables. Hachilik says the Kitz Shachnarcha. Hachilik Shabayin Zela Mashakos B'Sif Aleph. Yesh Oimrim. What's the difference between what we learned previously? Shem Dahasim Ein Dakim B'Kach Lischer Esapeyas Yirokas Lehetzim Emeim. Those are the type of fruits and vegetables that are not intended to take out the juice. V'Och Dakim B'Kach. When you cook a vegetable or fruit in water, they extract a lot of the taste. Much more than when you just squeeze it for the juice. When you cook these fruits and the vegetables, it is not your intention for the juice, for the liquid. All you're interested is in the fruit or the vegetable. If you're not eating some of the fruit and the vegetable, Ela Shoisa Sarot Elvad, you're only drinking the liquid, Mavarach Shahakal. Then Bishlam and Bosa Biyachad, if you cook these fruits and vegetables together with meat, Afilu and Kavanas Abishal Gamishvil Aroitiv, if you also intended to have the soup, the juice, Lala Mavarach Aroitiv Shahakal, you're going to make a Bracha Shahakal on the soup, Kebosa Iker. But as we've said, in previous shurim, this halacha only applies when there are decent-sized pieces of meat in the soup. But the meat was put into the soup just to give taste, but you don't really see pieces of meat, then the meat is not in any way considered the ikar of the soup, and it won't be a soup for which you will make a shakel. It'll be considered like a vegetable soup, a fruit soup, by a priyadama, by a priyates.